Are you hearing a lot from people, from clients about their worries about this election because it does seem so tense?
Oh, absolutely. I would say at least half or the majority of my sessions over the last month, and certainly more as we get closer and closer to the election, are all about the stress and anxiety that it's bringing up for people.
What are the types of things, if you can share, that you're hearing about the anxieties? Not really trying to focus in on like the political issues, but is it more like I'm so worried about the future, or is it like personal stances that people have?
I think a lot of it has to do with people's personal stances and identities that I hear about, the worries of how they'll be impacted, the worry about what a new president will mean for the country overall, and just a lot of sort of existential dread that people are carrying these days.
You know, one of the things that has come up several times has been hearing these stories about people having kind of different takes on issues or candidates than a very close family. And it's become very difficult for some people to kind of even discuss issues politically or otherwise with their family members. Do you have any advice for anybody like that?
Yeah, I really do appreciate and understand the issue from a variety of different perspectives in terms of how to handle it. You know, for some people, preserving the relationship may be the most important thing. For other people, it may be an issue of self-respect that they, feel like their family members' support of a particular candidate may be, a betrayal of who they themselves are, or that their family member is supporting someone who, poses a threat to their identities. And that feels really hard to get past. That feels like a betrayal for some people. So the decision of how to handle it, I think, is so personal. I really encourage people to think about what is most important to them in the given situation with the given person, the given relationship that they're facing. Is preserving the relationship the most important thing to them? If so, then maybe not talking about that issue with that person is the best course of action. But if it feels like an issue of their ability to feel like they're respecting themselves and standing up for themselves, speaking up for themselves, then that may mean that silencing themselves around this issue doesn't feel like something that they can do.
Another piece of that is just that sometimes it's hard. I have a friend who's very at odds with their father, and it can be taxing for that person because they were raised by that person. There's a moral compass that person instilled in that, you know, that the father instilled in them, and they can't wrap their mind around what happened there, why they are so different in a different spot and place than their father.
I can understand how that would feel really confusing to feel like you were raised by someone to have a particular set of values and to feel then to see that person sort of abandoning those values that were, so important to them that they instilled them in you. That would be confusing and painful. I think that we live in a really polarized time, and politics take on such a polarized stance in our culture. And I think the most important thing for all of us to do is to try to hold on to our objectivity and the humanity of other people, particularly the people that we care about. So as much as we feel like our humanity might have been taken away by the other side, by painting them with the same kind of all or nothing brush, we're doing the same thing, trying to hold on to empathy and remembering the complexity of people is, I think, something that we could all strive to do more of.
Do you have any tips for, you know, if it gets into a heated discussion or a heated kind of debate back and forth about what to do maybe in those situations?
Yes, absolutely. So, the most important thing to remember once things are heated and once people are angry is that your brain isn't operating the way that at its highest level, executive functioning goes offline when you get really angry and activated like that. When you're fighting, you're in fight or flight mode, which is a different part of your brain, and nothing can be accomplished in that place in terms of debate or rational, reasonable discourse. So if you recognize that in yourself, if you recognize it in the family member that you're talking to, the best thing you can do is to stop the conversation there and say, look, I'm recognize that I'm too angry to have this conversation right now, or you seem like you're really angry, and maybe we should take some time to calm down before we come back together to talk about this. And then if you're the person calling the time out in that conversation, it's really important that you be the one to reapproach and reinitiate again later. So it's good to put time parameters around it. Look, I can't have this conversation right now, but you're important to me. This is important to me. I'm going to take a walk around the block, and maybe we can try again in an hour or so. And then to make sure that you follow through with however much time you think that you need. If it's a holiday, maybe you say, why don't we try again tomorrow, or next week when it's not a time that everybody's sitting around the table together.
Is avoidance maybe the best way to just not get into it at all? Is just to avoid, I don't want to say your feelings, but your just politics all together. Because one side or the other side's not going to be happy in November or whenever we find out the results of the election.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as I said before, I think sometimes avoidance is healthy and sometimes it can feel like a betrayal of ourselves, and that's not healthy. So really, folks need to think for themselves about what's happening for them in the midst of this conversation, or the need to have this conversation, where they're coming from, and whether just not going there is something that they can do, or whether they need to have the conversation. I think, good communication skills involve speaking from your own perspective, using I statements, talking vulnerably about your feelings, and I think prefacing all of it with love, because this is someone with whom you have a close relationship, someone who's important to you. I love you. I want to be able to talk about this with you. I don't know if we can. What do you think? If preserving the relationship is your priority, then I think naming those things is helpful.
Have you seen or heard about relationships deteriorating kind of because of this election?
Not necessarily this election, but over the last 8 or so years, probably. I do know some folks whose marriages have ended, and I think it felt in those cases like one person took a really big turn into a political direction that wasn't who they were before. So when I've heard instances of that, it's really people talking about sort of not recognizing and not understanding, not recognizing the person that they're married to anymore, not understanding how they changed the way that they did.
What's some advice you would give, I guess, to people who feel like a relationship is deteriorating? Maybe because they're being silent, they are avoiding, and they're avoiding to try and preserve the relationship, but maybe they're just secretly holding a grudge or rejecting that person kind of unconsciously because they're not being expressive.
Well, I think that whenever we're not saying something that we need to say, or that we feel like we need to say in an important relationship, it creates distance. I don't know that in a marriage that's a long-term solution, avoiding a topic. I think trying to find common ground where you can, and again, understanding that people are complex and not all or nothing, one way or the other, good or bad. And well, avoidance is not a long-term strategy for remaining close to somebody, because not talking about something, holding something back like that, is a barrier to closeness and intimacy, and only serves to create distance over time. And the more time that, that goes on, the farther people drift away from each other, and the harder it is to find your way back to each other. I would really encourage people to get professional help if they need it. A therapist can be really helpful in helping couples navigate and family members navigate difficult conversations, encouraging people to hang in and stay vulnerable and connected, even when it feels hard in sessions. So if you're not able to do it on your own, find someone who can help you do it. And yeah, and just really know that you can't avoid it forever. And that's not, while it may feel like that is the path to preserving the relationship, it's actually creating distance between people. I really do think that fundamentally there is what underpins a lot of the ideas that people have politically. There's common ground there. It's really just about what people think is the path to get to that thing that differs. So if you can connect on the things that matter to each of you, away from like the policy positions about how to achieve those things, someone who you love and who you're close to, you probably share the same values or wishes for our country, for our society. You may just find that you don't have common ground about where the path to get there. So see if you can connect around what's underneath.
Is there anything else that you want to add that I did not ask you about that you think is important, maybe that you're hearing or and you're hearing repeatedly and
Yeah, I really do think that this is, I think I've touched on this, but I think it is such a hard thing because it feels like some people's political positions and stances undermine other people's humanity. And, how can you love me and support somebody who doesn't prioritize this part of who I am or would do things that would hurt this part of who I am? So it's really complicated because people do need to take care of themselves and exercise agency and self-respect and self-preservation. So it's a balance, I think, between figuring out where that is versus where the need to preserve the relationship is. And sometimes relationships, unfortunately, run their course. Even the closest people to us, sometimes we have to take time away from those relationships, and that's okay.